Okay. Good evening. This is a special meeting of the Programs and Services Committee. We are tape recording, so everybody knows. And present at the beginning of the meeting, we have Councillor Albright from Ward 2, Councillor Greenberg from Ward 1, Councillor Wright from Ward 3, Councillor Ryan from Ward 8, Councillor Humphrey from Ward 5, Councillor Noel from Ward 6, and the Chair, Josh Prinzman. Councillor Baker is not yet with us. We have one item on the agenda tonight. Item 52-20, which is the City Clerk requesting the City Council accept the provisions of MGL Chapter 53, Section 18B. Mr. Clerk, do you want to tell us all about why we should accept this law?
Yes. So since 1987, the city has had special legislation to allow the Election Commission to send a mailer out to voters before any ballot questions that were coming before them in the city. Sort of a surprise to us, the law department read through this and determined that our referendum process did not fall into what was allowed under the Acts of 1987, and so was not going to allow the advising that the Election Commission not send anything out. I think it's going to be important that information gets sent out before the Northland ballot question. We do have a means to get that information out. In 2011, the state authorized Chapter 53B, Section 5318B, which would allow any municipality that accepts this section of general law to do primarily what we had been doing since 1987, which would be to send a mailer out to the voters before the election, which would have a brief summary written by the law department, which is what our 1987 acts allowed, statements by both an organization in support of the ballot question and one against, the text of the ballot question. So this will do exactly what the Acts of 1987 would do and would allow us to do it for a referendum initiative. So the Election Commission is hoping that you will approve this and accept this because everyone feels that information needs to go out to the voters before our special election.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. Anyone? Councillor Baker. Councillor Baker has joined us. Welcome.
I'm just trying to navigate the building for So, David, the thing I was a little confused about is there's a special act in the Minnesota law, and I was trying to read one against the other.
Yes.
And I remember the other night when Ms. O'Keefe was at the Election Commission meeting, there was some uncertainty about which law prevailed. And, has that uncertainty been resolved?
That uncertainty has not been resolved at this point. I'm still waiting for confirmation from her as to which one would prevail for the, when we go back to another type of election, whether it would be the Election Commission putting that together or this act that we're going to accept tonight. But we can definitely work that out after the fact.
Well, I guess the question I'm trying to figure out is what is the net effect of the difference between the two? Because if one applies and then the other doesn't, then we're operating under sort of a murky. I mean, we might be able to resolve it by the time the council meets, but I just would like to understand if you know the distinctions.
The differences between them primarily is who's responsible for putting this mailer together. The acceptance of the general law will allow the law department to do the coordination of all of the pieces of this, whereas our special act allowed the Election Commission to do that. It was still a summary by the law department, but it was the Election Commission that set who would be the pro and the con. Chapter 53 gives that responsibility to the law department to do. There's also a difference in the number of words that the opponents and proponents can provide. I believe it was 200 words in our special act, but only 150 in this in Chapter 53B. So those are primarily the biggest differences between the two, the same information would go out. It's just who's going to be responsible for pulling it all together.
Well, I guess my memory of the prior version of this, or when we last looked at it, was in the marijuana referendum. And the election commission, while the law department prepared something, the election commission was ultimately responsible for accepting the draft. Now, that's what they did with the text of the law department prepared a couple of options, and then
for the ballot question itself. Yes.
But ultimately, it was the election commission. And I guess the impact of that effectively is if we were, as I understand it, just so I'm clear on it, the law department has said that the special act will not apply to our referendum, so we can't use that tool at all.
Right, and and setting the ballot question is in our charter. It's not in this special act. This is only about mailing information out to the voters.
Right.
So we can't use it because it references mass general law, things allowed by mass general law.
Right. And not by
our referendum process doesn't match state law.
So here's the question. The reason I'm wondering about the impact of this, I would prefer, while I understand this. For this purpose, it's better to have something rather than nothing,
yes.
In my judgment. So I'm not troubled by that, but I am troubled in a sense accepting the law and making a determination that going forward is always going to be the law department's responsibility as opposed to the election commission's responsibility with the advice of the law department. And so I wonder if it's possible as part of our vote to indicate if we accept this, is this... And it turns out that it trumps our special act, then do we have to go back and get a special act again to undo what has been done by the acceptance? As a policy matter, are we now turning everything over to the law department forthwith, so to speak, or for the future?
Right, and that's what I still need to know from the law department and to get their opinion as to whether the special act applies for everything else by referendum, and then for the referendum you would be doing the acceptance, or the acceptance trumps everything else.
Well, I guess here's what I would recommend if it's possible for the committee to do this, because I think it's sort of a tricky issue to try and resolve. You know, in the short term, we're not going to be able to do that. We're going to have to make a decision. So I'm prepared to support accepting, but I do think it would be wise if the committee were to dock it appearance to ask if it's necessary to have special legislation so that we can have the conventional process apply for all city-run elections, whether they're incident to a referendum under the charter or, you know, so that we would use our special act model. Because I frankly like a little longer presentation opportunity than 150 words. On a complicated matter, I think, 200, and notwithstanding the lawyers like me, 5 words will do, and only one will do for anybody else. I do think it's a better model.
Yep.
So I would prefer somehow to hold on to that model going forward. And if it were necessary to have the home rule petition to clarify that, I would support that. And I guess because our memories are short and these sort of things drop out of sight, if we don't do it, I would like to suggest that the committee create a Burns II to try and have the conventional city model be available in all circumstances rather than rely on the general law. But for this purpose, I think we have to accept the general law if we want any communication to go to the voters other than the fact that the ballot has a question on it, and that's it, right?
Yes.
Okay.
What I want to say is that I think I'm very much in agreement with you that something's better than nothing. I think the impetus for this, which I'm in support of, we'll see how the committee feels, is to try and get information to the voters out in this case. There are, it seems, a couple of avenues. We could potentially try and do a home rule and get it through the legislature in time. Not likely. We could accept this general law. I believe, you correct me if I'm wrong, and maybe we can find out, you always have the ability to unaccept a general law by the same means with which you accepted it. So subsequent to this election, I believe we could probably take a vote to take ourselves back out of acceptance of this general law and back into, you know, fully within the realm of the 1987 Act. And we could, subsequent to that, like your parens too, submit another home rule to just modify the special legislation to include references to either the charter or any other, you know, general or special law.
It may be a moot point if the law department...
Am I wrong about that?
No, you're not, Rob.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess the question is, if the law department comes back and says, this is a one-time only, and our special act would otherwise control over the general law, it just happens to be this fills the gap. But ultimately, if there are other referenda or initiative or anything else that's under our charter, it seems to me that there's value in having our special act. So I guess I would like to have the, I think it's kind of awkward to unaccept something when you've accepted it, just, you know, because then you still leave a gap, right? That doesn't cure the gap, that just says...
It depends on your order of things here. If you get to go for the home rule legislation to fill in that gap and then unaccept.
Right, but I think something else has to happen, as it sounds like, in the future in order to make this work smoothly for the future. And I would prefer the special act model over this model. Right now, this is the only model we got, and it's the only thing we can do with the time that we have. So I'm prepared to vote for it, but I would like to ask the committee to knock at the Forens too, to explore a vehicle whereby the special act could be assuredly controlling in all elections, whether it's a municipal charter based or whether it's non-charter based.
I just, when we discuss that, Forens too, I'd love to know what other cities do. Do they have? Does every city have their own home rule petition, or are there election commissions that
don't send anything?
That don't send anything. Okay.
It's like Newton always does something different.
I can't believe other cities don't send information out about ballot questions.
There are a lot more since 2011 that have accepted this and are now doing it.
Okay.
But from 1987 to 2011, there weren't very many.
Wow. Hmm. Okay.
Just a clarifying question. I'm still a little confused as to what the distinction was that the law department was making of why all of a sudden this was necessary.
It references in our special act that those things authorized by Mass General Law. And although a referendum is authorized by Mass General Law, our referendum process does not match Mass General Law. Where our initiative petition and
so it came from the charter.
Advisory questions and all of those kinds of things do.
But so the referendum on Northland is being held under the authorization of the charter.
Okay.
It's not being held under the authorization of the general laws.
So,
and the special act allows us to send information for questions being held under the authorization of the general laws.
Were there previous referendums that had been held under the Massachusetts law instead of the charter, or did they just discover this problem now?
The current law department just discovered this problem as we were. And after our first discussion of what the ballot question should be.
So what was the last one, Newton North?
Newton North was the last one.
And was information sent?
There was a mailer that was sent, but it was just the text of the board order.
Wasn't information to the voters?
Right. Pro or con, there was no summary. It was straight, here's the board order. But it was a very straightforward board order. It was the site plan approval for Newton North. At the council order that we have for Northland, two and a half pages mostly of describing the meets and bounds of the property does not give you a whole lot of information.
Yeah, Councilor Greenberg.
I'm just trying to understand, why wouldn't the Mass General Law allow us to send information to our voters?
It didn't authorize it before 2011. There was nothing in Mass General Law which allowed a municipality to send something to its residents about ballot questions.
I mean, are you saying, well, if it's not prohibited, why can't we just do it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sort of a question of the law department.
But yeah.
They are saying that because our process does not follow the state process for a referendum, that it doesn't fall into our special legislation.
I mean, generally speaking, I think it's a good thing to have impartial, neutral procedures laid out for every component of an election, generally speaking, I think. You know, so there are parameters for sending information to voters basically in every other circumstance. You know, so we ought to be particular at least about which rules apply to the referendum process.
So why isn't this included in that, this type of referendum, included in the Mass General?
It is included in the Mass General Laws, but we haven't accepted the Mass General Laws procedures for informing voters about our local referendum ballot question.
Our charter says that to file a referendum, you've got to collect 5% of the signatures within 20 days. Mm-hmm. State law says you've got to collect 10% with no time restrictions. They don't match.
They don't match.
And that was presumably the people collecting the petition that decided to go that route? Like, they, could they have gone the other way?
No, okay. Our charter would have
turned. Okay, I just, that was, yeah.
Okay, is there any other discussion, or does someone want to make a motion potentially?
Well, I would be glad to move the item, but I'd also ask that we create a Prince to explore making the special act, the rule of general application for this, all city elections run in the city.
So what I'm willing to do is I'll talk to David. We'll compile like docket language to send around for people moving forward. But I think we should also try and get the answer, at least for next week, about how we think they're going to play if in the interim they're both in effect.
Right.
And we'll I'll try to provide, or you can give me that answer. We can get that answer for next week. And in the interim also, I'll try to send around the language for a docket item to handle it moving forward.
Yeah.
That makes sense?
Yep.
Okay. So it sounds like we have a motion to approve this item.
Yes.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
That's unanimous. So not opposed. And I believe that concludes our business for the night. So, motion to adjourn?
Yes, so moved.
We're adjourned. Thank you.